The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
You know what we haven't played yet, but I really like, and I don't think we've even talked about it, is Dana Loesch's NRA ad.
Oh, the one where she calls for revolution? You mean the one where she calls for, I don't know, everyone that's not white to be killed? Is that the one?
No. Is that the one you're talking about?
I thought that was an interesting ad, too. I was surprised to see Dana basically advocate right? for the shooting of everyone that's not her.
Is that what she advocated?
Watch the video. Have you
All
seen
right,
it?
Let's watch it.
Jeez.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
That's a great,
powerful,
strongly worded 1 minute of truth.
I didn't hear the call for assassination.
Yeah, right there.
I thought there were in
either.
There.
Right in there.
I didn't hear any racism whatsoever.
Well, I heard her say that other people were racist.
Yes.
I didn't hear her say anything racist.
That doesn't make her a racist, however.
Well, that's something we should tell the media about Glenn, too.
Yeah, yeah, right. Right? Which we did at the time.
Yeah,
but,
we did.
Here's Black Lives Matter's Black Lives Matter response to the Dana ad.
They use their guns to assassinate black people. They use their schools to funnel black students through a school-to-prison pipeline. They use their state institutions, bought politicians, business conglomerates, and white supremacist domestic terrorists to incite violence over and over again. And then they use their new president to enact a law and order administration, all to make them shoot first, to make them ask questions later, make them scream, "I thought he had a gun in his hand," and "I feared for my life," and "He matched the description of a suspect," and "She was threatening us." To shoot and kill Philando Castile, Charlena Lyles, Keisha Michael, Keith Bercy, and Waukesha Wilson. Until the only option left is for black people to disrupt the systems that keep us oppressed and build the kinds of communities in which we want to live. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse to kill more of us. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our communities and our struggle for freedom, is to fight this violence with the raised, clenched black fist of resistance. We are Black Lives Matter, and we are freedom's future place.
And you're Marxists and communists, is what you are.
What's with the aggressive fear-mongering video tactics? Someone cut the music and bring up the lights. Better. We're talking about our lives here. When the NRA issues a public call to their constituents inciting violence against people
who
are constitutionally fighting for their lives, we don't take that lightly. We know that we are not safe, but we are not scared either. We will continue to produce media, teach students, march, and protest to not only protect the First Amendment as fiercely as the NRA protects the Second, but to protect our lives from gun-toting racists. We demand the NRA immediately remove their dangerous propaganda videos narrated by conservative talk radio hosts Dana Loesch and Grant Stinchfield.
Wow. I mean, they just continue to perpetuate the lies over and over and over again until it's just... I mean,
what an utterly funny, hilarious thing to do is to bring up the Constitution on that side of the argument. It's like you are a completely the whole NRA argument is a constitutional argument.
And the BLM, the Black Lives Matter, their entire platform, if you look at it, is anti-Constitution.
Yep.
It's fascist. It's Marxist. It's It's ridiculous what she had to say there.
I mean, ridiculous. You need to respect the First Amendment as much as you respect the Second. By the way, that means take down your videos.
Yeah, right.
Wait, what? Like, you're saying the right. way to protect the First Amendment is to silence the other side?
Yes.
Of course, the answer to that is yes.
For them, it is.
Exactly what they're.
For them, it
is.
They want to be the only ones speaking. They want to be the only ones whining about things. And, you know, I mean, they've had that forum for a long time, and they like that place. And so when somebody answers back with some truth, it really obviously upset them quite a bit.
Really made an impact, that ad with Dana.
I mean, if they can name four people, and when you look into what actually happened to the four people shot by police, it's usually not what they say it is. It's usually a justified shooting. And if you'd ever look into the facts of the case, blacks aren't even targeted more by police than whites are.
No, actually less. I mean, they showed officers in several studies showed that they were actually less likely to pull the trigger.
But do any facts matter to them? No,
of course not.
No.
And by the way, we should just go through like the archives because I don't play these games. I don't play these racial games. I don't know the names of four specific white people who have been killed, but I could find them easily.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've been killed many, many times. In fact, more of them are killed in the United States than black people. So it would be interesting to kind of go through that and just pull out four random names. And when they don't know the details, act as if they hate white people. Because that is what we get here is every time like
here's some names you probably haven't heard. Philando Castile.
Well, how about Jim Tent? Jim Tent was murdered last week. Did you know about him? I don't know who that is. But if it was, it's because I don't do that. Who does that? We saw this with the ESPYs last year. Did anyone watch the ESPYs this year?
It just aired. Yeah,
it did just happen. Yeah. But it was last year, and they had like Carmelo Anthony and like Chris Paul on stage. Right. Big NBA. I think LeBron was one of them. Standing up on stage going, Bill Connors, Ted Smith. And the list goes on.
That's right.
The list goes on. Like, why... I mean, we all obviously could. A long list of names is going to sound like some gigantic problem. But when you look at it statistically, I mean, while anybody dying in a way they should not die is a problem and something that we treat seriously as a societal issue, it does not exist.
Right. We're talking systemic racism in the police forces across the nation.
And again, when I say it does not exist, it does not exist as you would compare it to any other society in world history. Uh-huh. Yeah, does it exist? Are there people who are there? Are there certain departments that do things they shouldn't? You know, I'm sure. And we've seen some anecdotal evidence of that here and there. But really, at this point in our society, we've done better than anyone has ever done on Earth. I just don't even this idea that this should be pushed and proposed as a main issue when every statistic on earth shows it is not a major issue. It's a major issue because if your kid, it's just like you could say the same thing. And I think, honestly, we'd be fair admitting this. Charlie Gard, for example, is an issue that moves us to emotion. And it makes me worry about where we're going, okay? It's an example of where we're going. And we could pull out examples. We could talk about Terry Schiavo. We could talk about the family up in Boston that we discussed at length at the time. There are examples of this, and our society is moving in that direction, so it is worth highlighting. However, there is not a systemic current problem with babies being executed with possibilities of other treatment in other countries. It's not a systemic problem. It's a signal of a potential systemic problem, so we should talk about it. They act as if every black person walks down the street and gets shot at. Mm-hmm. And it's just not true. It's not true in our society, and man, thank God. It's like when global warming people are like, oh, wait, well, did you see this? The big glaciers breaking off in iceberg in Antarctica. This is horrible global warming. This actually had nothing to do with global warming. Aww. Isn't this good? The point is, if you think global warming's so terrible, you should be excited at the fact that this is just an absolutely normal occurrence and has nothing to do with global warming. That should excite you. You should be thrilled about it. But they never are.